The FV Marathon is docked in Petersburg's South Harbor.
We're done.
That's Jesse Agner, a crew member on the boat. Out of the 12 years he's been sailing, he says this is one of the worst he's ever seen.
We put the skiff away yesterday, and we're going to get rid of everything else here in short order.
I meet the Marathon's acting captain, Alan Matteson, on his dad's boat. Normally, at this point in the summer, Matteson and the Marathon crew would probably be out seining for the peak of pink salmon season, but not this year.
Which was really hard for, you know, my father to swallow and a lot of us to swallow because we just, you know, expected if they'd be fishing for 3 more weeks.
Instead, the boat is stationary.
By all metrics and indications, from the female sex ratio to the number of some other districts reporting in, the absolute disaster the North End was, like, it's just not there. There's not waves of fish waiting to come in. It's over.
Matteson has been fishing for 17 years. He loves this particular fishery and being out on the water during summer in Alaska. He calls it sanecation. And even though the pinks were poured this year, he wouldn't call this season a disaster. The crew focused on chum salmon.
We were really lucky that we hit the dogs early on. And because we're getting paid 3 times as much as them, it really helped out our gross stock. So monetarily wise, it was probably about the same for us last year, even though we caught, maybe 200,000 or more or less pounds.
Still, they're done seining for this year and will be parked in town until it's time to long line. The Marathon is not the only seine boat that's back early. Far from it. Several fishermen around the harbor have removed their nets, indicating the season is over. Jeff McFadden works on the FV Relentless. This time of year, he's usually fishing for pink salmon, but today, his net is off and he's closing down the boat.
This is very, very not unnatural.
McFadden has been fishing since he was around 10 and says this year was one of the worst for seining.
That's for sure. Yeah, usually, like I said, we usually have a couple weeks left of really strong fishing, and to be done this early is just, you know, unheard of.
Soon, he'll move to a new vessel to longline for black cod and halibut. He says a season like this definitely hurts his income.
You hope the next fishery carries on and have all your eggs in one basket. So hopefully, in a couple years, we get enough return in the creeks that it's better than this year was.
The preseason forecast for the region was 34 million fish. That's below average, but not actually that bad, historically speaking. And for an even year, it's pretty decent.
There's a disparity over the last couple decades, at least, between the even and odd year runs.
Troy Tinas is an area management biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Petersburg.
Odd years have been a lot larger than the even years.
But the actual returns are nowhere near the forecast. Tina says the estimated pink salmon harvest so far is around 14 million fish.
We're expecting a harvest right now. It might be upwards of 15 million.
That's less than half of the preseason forecast. Historically, Tina says this year's harvest is on the low end for recent years, but it's still not the lowest when you look at the last decade. Still, this time of the summer should be peak pink season. But this year, Tina says that peak came at the end of last month.
It looks like most of the pink salmon runs throughout Southeast came in a week or two earlier than normal, and then weak at that. I shouldn't say weak overall. There were definitely some strong runs that came in, especially south of Petersburg. In the Ketchikan management area, they had some strong returns of pink salmon down there.
As predicted, runs were generally weaker north of Petersburg and stronger south. Back on the boat, Matteson sips his coffee in the boat's galley. We look out to the deck where the net still sits, but won't be for long. He says they knew the northern region would be slow.
No one really expected the North End to be, you know, rock stars this year, but I don't think anyone expected it to be as, like, of a ghost town that it was.
That sent more fishermen like Matteson south.
Normally, it would really kind of diversify the fleet a little bit. You'd have maybe half in the north, half in the south. But because there was just no show on the North End, like, the entire fleet was concentrated in the south, and that put a lot of pressure on those districts.
Seiners make up the bulk of boats fishing for pink salmon, along with gillnetters. At most, around 240 seiners were out fishing. Longtime fishermen like Matteson are just not that worried about the poor season.
They just had, you know, poor recruitment in the ocean. That happens. Like, it's not a big deal, I don't think. That's why you have 10-year averages. That's why you have 25-year averages. It just happens.
The season isn't officially over. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is continuing to hold limited openings where there are excess fish, and some boats have not given up yet. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.